This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO on Sunday criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin for what it called its dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reporting.
Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. And as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, all this comes as Ukrainian leaders were already expressing concerns about how this war has greatly impacted the country long term.
The Russian invasion is what has already severely damaged Ukraine's environment. Ruslan Strelets, the Ukrainian Minister of Environmental Protection and Natural Resources, says it will seek reparations from Russia.
The biggest impact is the air pollution. More than one third of all forest of Ukraine is destroyed.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people that Russian war criminals will be held accountable. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Monday, continuing its weapons displays as the United States moved an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters for military exercises with the South. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis poured into the streets of cities across the country Sunday in a spontaneous outburst of anger after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly fired his defense minister for challenging the Israeli leader's judicial overhaul plan. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked a main highway and lit bonfires while police scuffled with protesters who gathered outside Netanyahu's private home in Jerusalem. The unrest deepened a months-long crisis over Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary, which has sparked mass protests, alarmed business leaders and former security chiefs, and drawn concern from the United States and other close allies. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was greeted by school children, dancers, and drummers as she arrived Sunday in Ghana for the start of a week-long visit to Africa. Harris says her visit brings an opportunity to advance relations between the U.S. and Africa.
What an honor it is to be here in Ghana and on the continent of Africa. Today begins a week-long journey, first here in Ghana, then on to Tanzania, and then Zambia.
Ghana is one of the continent's most stable democracies, but Harris is arriving at a time of severe challenges for the West African nation. Its economy, among the fastest growing in the world before the COVID-19 pandemic, faces a debt crisis and soaring inflation that is driving up the cost of food and other necessities. Rescuers continue to assess the damage and search for survivors after this weekend's devastating tornadoes in the U.S. states of Mississippi and Alabama. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Surveillance video from Armory High School in the southern state of Mississippi shows the moments a tornado tore through this city near the Alabama border. A massive line of storms struck the two southern states Friday night. More than two dozen people are confirmed dead, with dozens more missing. Among the hardest hit areas was the rural community of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where about one-fifth of the population lives below the poverty line. Roughly one-third of its residents live in mobile homes ill-equipped to withstand severe weather. The National Weather Service says more than half of tornado-related deaths happen in mobile homes. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
On the one side are dozens of lawmakers on Capitol Hill issuing dire warnings about security breaches and possible Chinese surveillance. On the other side are about 150 million TikTok users in the U.S. who just want to be able to keep making and watching short, fun videos offering makeup tutorials and cooking lessons. The disconnect is illustrating the uphill battle lawmakers are facing in trying to convince the public that China could use TikTok as a weapon. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.